Well, our purpose today is to go over the basic concepts with regards to measuring private business use, and also to talk about the new recently issued accounting regulations that were issued in October. I have the honor of going first and talking about just basic private use, and then we'll get a chance to hear Alan talk about the new regulations. So with that, let's talk about 501c3 bonds. Basically, 501c3 bonds, just to go over the basic facts, you have to use 95% of the proceeds in good money that's not associated with private business use. If you 5% or less has to be for private business use, or in the case of a C3, you also have to worry about unrelated trader business. And you also, as a C3, have a limitation on your cost of issuance. Only 2% of your bond issuance can be used for cost of issuance, and that 2% is considered to be private business use. And there's also a requirement that whatever you construct with bond proceeds has to be 100% owned by the 501c3 entity. With regards to governmental issuers, at least 90% of the proceeds have to be used for good uses. There's also a limit, and I think this limit also applies to C3 as well as governmental, and that's a $15 million limit. You cannot exceed $15 million of private business use on any one issuance. And the difference here is that your cost of issuance is not considered to be private business use.
So a lot more room.
I've summarized the next two slides is a summary of the differences between a C3 issuer or a C3 conduit borrower and a governmental issuer.